ultra learning. Master hard skills, outsmart the competition, and accelerate your career. By Scott H. Young. This is The Author. To Zorica. Forward. My relationship with Scott Young began in mid-2013. On July 10th, I sent him an email asking if he wanted to set up a call for the following month. We had met at a conference a few days earlier, and I was hoping he would be willing to continue the conversation. Possibly, he replied. I'll be in Spain then, and the language learning focus of my upcoming project may take precedence. It wasn't the response I was hoping for, but it seemed reasonable. Managing calls while traveling internationally can be tricky, and I understood if he wanted to wait until he returned. However, I quickly found out that he would not be returning anytime soon, and it was not the time change nor a spotty internet connection that would postpone our conversation. No, it would be hard to catch up with Scott because he was planning to speak no English for an entire year. Thus began my introduction to Scott Young and his commitment to ultra-learning. Over the next 12 months, I would trade sporadic emails with Scott as he traveled to Spain, Brazil, China, and Korea, and proceeded to become conversational in each of the respective languages along the way. He was true to his word. It was not until the following summer, in 2014, that we carved out time to catch up regularly and began chatting with each other every few months. I was always excited for my calls with Scott, primarily for selfish reasons. One of my core interests as a writer is the science of how to build good habits and break bad ones. Someone like Scott, who had so clearly mastered his own habits, was exactly the type of person who could teach me a thing or two. And that's precisely what happened. I can scarcely remember finishing a call with Scott and not learning something during the previous hour. That's not to say his insight took me by surprise. Scott had already been on my radar by the time we met at that conference in 2013. He had catapulted to internet fame 1 year prior by learning the entire MIT undergraduate computer science curriculum and passing all of the final tests in less than a year. 4 years worth of classes in under 12 months. I had seen the TEDx talk summarizing his experience, and I read a few of his articles on learning and self-improvement before tracking him down at the conference. The idea of taking on an ambitious project like studying MIT's undergraduate curriculum in 1 year or learning a new language every 3 months is inspirational to many people. I certainly found these bold projects fascinating. But there was something else about Scott's projects that resonated with me on a deeper level. He had a bias toward action. This is something I have always appreciated about Scott's approach, and something I believe you will appreciate as a listener of this audiobook. He isn't focused on simply soaking up knowledge. He is committed to putting that knowledge to use. Approaching learning with an intensity and commitment to action is a hallmark of Scott's process. This approach speaks to me in part because I see similar patterns in my own life and career. Some of my most meaningful experiences have been the result of intense, self-directed learning. Although I didn't know the word ultra-learning at the time, one of my first ultra-learning projects was photography. In late 2009, I moved to Scotland for a few months. It was my first time living abroad, and given the beautiful scenery throughout the Scottish Highlands, I figured I should buy a decent camera. What I hadn't expected, however, was that I would fall in love with the process of taking photos. What followed was one of the most creative periods of my life. I learned photography through a variety of methods. I studied the portfolios of famous photographers. I scouted locations and searched for compelling perspectives. But, most of all, I learned through one simple method. I took over 100,000 photos that first year. I never enrolled in a photography class. I didn't read books on how to become a better photographer. I just committed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?